Blog Talk Radio. Azunke pare leg bahe, eh, azunke, azunke pare leg bahe. Pare leg ba me la jan ka se wosho, azunke, pare le pare vodou leg ba.
Azunke pare leg bahe,
eh, azunke.
Guamón, no se le, 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 le 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum, universally, from the working temple of the house of the divine prince in this legendary, historic, beautiful, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist who do obey a life path and journey, passing down the great Obeya stick along with the knowledge of the healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. Do join me here live each and every working weekday at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, and always an archive at your leisure and convenience. Here on Blog Talk Radio, my live listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be present with you momentarily. Also, be mindful that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 305 days a year, operating in 360 degrees squared circle of revelation and manifestation, well documented revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And do recognize those many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, evangelists, psychics, practitioners, Ianifas, Babalao, Orisha priests, paleolists, astrologers, numerologists, all who can be located within the pages of my various virtual temple groups, beginning in the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince King groups. We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationships, divine manifestation, divine revelation, and guiding voices of divination. And do continue to support the powerful voices within the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber of my website, respectfully. Within the Queen's Chamber, you will still find the powerful voices of the Divine Voluntaire, Unlimited Joy and Dr. Joy, and of course, see what one Orisha can do, Santeria Priestess, one of my beloved friends and godmothers, powerful spiritualist, powerful elder, powerful Awo Ianifa, and we do give great respect and honor to her. Also, you will find the Goddess Palace featuring Queen Goddess UK, Universal Opulence, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding me back to you in a multitude of ways via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. There you will also find the Amenti Anuket, Amenti Anuket Astrology Temple Radio. She is an old soul that has come here to return to consciousness of spiritual beings throughout this universe by way of Master Astrology. There you will also find the Queen Ifama on Blog Talk Radio, the truth terrorist, serving you nothing but the butt naked truth. And you can also find a link back to her website where she offers original and handcrafted African Jurian products within the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find the Gogo Nana Alana Omare, authentic Sangoma, mother of many nations, Oshun priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, transforming lives one drumbeat at a time. And you can connect with Goddess Love Light via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Sister Abana, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program, hosting the Recovery Room, Sister Abana, uniquely designed with the African in mind, Racism Non-Anonymous, via the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Angelic Soap, handcrafted real soap from the finest vegetable oils and other high-quality ingredients to ensure gentle cleansing with a rich, low, moisturizing lather. And as promised, I did receive my Rue, divine all-blessed Rue. We give thanks for the Rue. We use fair trade-based oils and butters as much as possible, including raw, organic, and unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butters. We also specialize in soaps for special cleansing and ritual baths. Please let us know what you desire. We will be delighted to work with you and provide custom orders. Also be reminded that Angelic Soap is providing a HDP15 House of the Divine Prince code for an automatic 15% reduction of price. Also continue to support Queen Felice Akushiwa Experience Nubian Jewels, an African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornments to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle all in one centralized location, www.nubianjewels.biz, featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And I want to take this time to give honor and respect to Zion Trinity, Sula, Oshun Ede, and Ndaye, all from this beautiful and enchanted city of New Orleans, strongly becoming great family and friends of mine. I spent a great deal of time with Sula after our show in the days that followed. She did provide me with some tracks that I will be uploading to the show probably later on this evening, so we will be able to enjoy more of Zion Trinity here on Blog Talk Radio with the Power Lunch and the Divine Prince. Zion Trinity, for those of you who missed the show, it is in archive. We aired on Thursday. I'm not quite clear of the date right now. I have too many things in front of me, but it was this most recent Thursday, Sula and Zion Trinity, songwriters who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, and most importantly, traditional African ritual music. That's my own prejudice comment there, but I love their traditional African ritual music and Orisha music. And anything in between, Zion Trinity captivates the masses with a powerful harmony and original music to feed the soul. And they were established by the divine, all-blessed creator in 1997 as a prayer group. So their music is infused with spirit. And a great deal of the motivation and inspiration for my show on today as I invoke spirit. But we want to take this time to show honor and recognition to Zion Trinity Band, www.ZionTrinityBand.com. Also, www.YouTube.com/Divine Trinity. And know that they are the owners and operators and spiritualists of King and Queen Emporium International. You've heard me talk about King and Queen Emporium before, located at 2500 Bayou Road at North Dirgenwall Street in the center of the 7th Ward, in the center of the conscious community. They offer body oil, burning oil, incense, candles, resins, charcoals, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea soufflé body cream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley t-shirts, caps, hats, posters, and cultural items, CDs and DVDs. And now that I've had the time to immerse myself in their presence and in their facility, they have so many more things that are not listed on this card. Various soaps, various spiritual salts to be used in your cleansing and your ritual bath. They have garments. They have fabric. They have just about anything you can imagine there that a African-based, spiritual-based, Orisha-based, Yahweh-based, Rasta-based environment would possess. And it is also surrounded, again, by a community that thrives itself on keeping the various branches of the Pan-African spiritualist tree and family alive. I enjoy great Jamaican food, vegetarian Jamaican food with Mother Nature on Bayou Road. And somehow I don't have her card, but I will be coming to you with her information in coming days. So we want to continue to support those who support us. Over the last few days, I've been taken to my knees, if you will, prostrate before Spirit, and have been made to grow up, if you will, and receive some truths that I was ready or not, this is the time. This is the season. And one of those truths is we must begin to support those who support us, to support Spirit, to support nature and creation, which supports our very life presence here, but to also support those within our inner circle, within our squared circle of gods and goddesses, prophets, healers, spiritualists, high priests. We need to begin to nurture that which nurtures us and which desires a nurturing. There is an environment that is propagating itself, the illusion of truth, but from a very boxed in and judgmental place, all across the various social networking stratums. And the thing about truth is, it is, even if it hurts, even if it smells, even if it's not what you're ready for. And indeed, we can absorb ourselves in the 5% that are not trying to get it, don't wish to get it, are trying to shut it down, are trying to disrupt it. And ultimately, within the game, within that chess game, we often end up feeding the defense against the negative, leaving the feeding of the positive often to starve, to go unnurtured, to go feeling isolated, to go feeling uncared for, to go feeling unrepresented. So even now, at this point in time, space, divine, all blessed time, space, this Friday, August 19th, 2011 at 12:29 p.m., I affirm life. I affirm Spirit. Politics is not my thing. I'm not here to argue that. You know, many of the other voices, their platforms, and many competing for those platforms. And I don't profess to know anything that I don't know. I don't, as a Labor Day Virgo, classic Labor Day Virgo, I don't talk about things that I don't understand. I read, I study, I open myself to the knowledge, to the awareness, to the receiving. But in this most divine and present moment, we must begin to feed Spirit. And those touched by Spirit, influenced by Spirit, being called by Spirit, and now putting themselves, positioning themselves to be blessed and to be prosperous in Spirit. All else will wither away. All else will falter. All else will change and transform on you. It just is what it is. It's a part of this equation, this seasonal, cyclical, spherical, revolving, ever-changing, ever-transforming, ever-recycling earth plane dimension for which many are ill-prepared to navigate. And today I invoke Spirit. I invoke Spirit because Spirit is authentically who and what we are. Everything else truly beyond that, if you understand, is an illusion. I invoke Spirit to remanifest that which is most beneficial for our good. And some of you may know that I've got this thing right now for Through the Wormhole with Morgan Freeman, a great show that teaches physics, but in a way that we can make sense of and grasp, whether you're looking at it from a scientific position, from a spiritual position, from a metaphysical position. They really creatively weave this show together to bring regular folk like me to an understanding of science and physics and math in a way that we may not have gotten in college. And they were talking about consciousness. Is it biological? Is it chemical? Is it electromagnetic? Is it, you know, what is it? Where does it exist? Is it inside the head, the body? Is it outside, you know, the earth? What is it exactly? And they did some really profound scientific experiments that really were amazing to me, which solidified, begin to provide a foundation, a scientific foundation for something that my elders and my spirit guides have made clear to me for many years, you know, previous. And that is that consciousness, God, spirit, as with all things, had to exist at that explosive point, beginning point of creation. Call it what you will. The Big Bang, whatever you accept it as. So indeed, consciousness had to exist before humankind, before humanity, before animal nature, before Earth. And they did some really thought-provoking experiments. They had a woman isolated in a room with electrodes all around her head, measuring, you know, all sorts of things, EKGs and other kind of graphs and all this stuff. And a guy in another room, darkened room, with electrodes, you know, attached to his head. And then they flashed strobe lights at him in pattern. And of course, she's in total isolation. And not only were they, you know, sensory deprivation was applied, you know, where they couldn't hear anything, couldn't see anything, couldn't really feel anything, you know, outside of their own physical self. Excuse me. But they also somehow separated their experience from the Earth's natural electromagnetic. Now I may get some of the technical words wrong, so forgive me, y'all, but I think it's the electromagnetic pull that's natural to the Earth. They were somehow able to suspend it, somehow, sort of like if you go to the carnival and you've ever been on that ride where we all lean up against the wall with our backs. It's a big circle, and then it begins to spin and get faster and faster, and then the floor drops, and you're being held to the sides of the wall, you know, by the pressure and the vibration and the electromagnetic pull of that movement. It's very akin to that. And then they set up a artificial one on their heads, on this mechanism on their head, so that they were sure to be getting the same pull, the same energy, the same frequency, if you will. And it was very amazing how her brain would respond to things that she never experienced, demonstrating the interconnectedness, consciousness, the greater realm of consciousness. In this culture, we've sort of been taught a very selfish, individualized, very me-oriented sense of what consciousness is. Even the process of gaining it, of walking the journey, is quite often about me, myself, and I, what I need, what I don't need, who I need to involve myself with, who I need to avoid. And we really lose sight of the fact that there is, which I often say, have been saying since the very first show, spirit is more real, more tangible, more evident than anything we can imagine in this illusionary earth plane dimension. If all things were spewed out together at once at the beginning of creation, then we are stardust. We are the sun. We are the moon. We are Mercury, Jupiter, and Mars. We are Venus. We are the earth. We are God. We are angelic. We are also the devil. And our role here is to defeat the devil, if you will, and glorify that which is most divine within each and every one of us. So that is why each day I invoke you to remember who you are, your God and Goddess presence. And if it will help you any, carry that into your meditation. Sometimes it's very, necessary and helpful to not only just meditate for clarity, meditate for silence, meditate, you know, to remove all your blocks and to remove all your stresses and all your earthly thoughts. But then there are steps to meditation, evolution, growth. As you master that, then you move on to more specific forms of meditation. Time traveling, space traveling, going within your body, being able to identify balances and imbalances within your body through meditation, through transcendental meditation, really heightening your spiritual gifts, your telepathy, your ability to be remote in your operation spiritually. All these come through a great deal of work. And they don't happen often when you're 20, when you're 25, when you're 30, when you're 40. We are gifted. Gifting, again, in our culture, we see gifting as a very personal thing. We've even gotten to a place now where we ask what we want for a gift. We make Christmas lists and birthday lists and attach them, you know, to our Amazon accounts. But the fact of the matter is, a gift is something that is generally unexpected, not always even deserving, but is a representation of a physical embodiment, or, if you will, symbol of someone's feeling, connection, love for, affirmation for a birthday, a holiday, a celebration. But gifting, just is that. You can't pray for a gift. You can, but it's a very vain and ego-based position. But you cannot ask for a gift, suggest a gift, tell a person how you want the gift to be. We see it now on TV and in sitcoms, and it's a part of our culture. You know, the whole Christmas thing and Valentine's Day, and it's very empty, very superficial, very showy. But when we really start talking about a gift, particularly spiritual gifts, going and opening ourselves to spirit and just being receptive to that which operates within the realm of spirit, heightens all other sensibility, heightens all other focal points of interest and focus and need within our lives. If you could get just one thing from me, from all my efforts in doing this show, we have the power, we have the creative allowance to create and recreate our reality as divinity, as humanity. We are and have all that we need. It's divinely innate. It is inherent. If we humble ourselves to spirit, look around us, look at Mother Nature, Father Nature, look at spirit, the sky, the atmosphere, the cosmos. That's another of my favorite transcendental meditative journeys, is to see myself from within and without, and then breathe and gradually rise above and see and recognize my space, my temple, my house, my block, my neighborhood. If you need, you know, occasionally open your eyes and re-examine your environment and then bring that back again into your consciousness until you mature in this technique. I bike a lot, so I know my neighborhood. I know where the edible trees are and who's got a yard full of rosemary and who's growing mangoes and where the banana trees are sprouting up, which is a natural thing here because of the birds, so they're everywhere. So I have a different mapping of my community. And those of you who know, I'm talking now spiritually, metaphorically, literally, physically. Follow me. Walking gives you a very different perspective of your community than driving. You ask the person who drives and never bikes, never walks, what's the distance between here and the grocery store? Their experience and their sharing of that route will be very different than someone who's biked it many times, who's walked it many times, who lives along the route and has had time to sit and absorb and to notice and to recognize. Many of you are too busy to notice and recognize. Some of us, our egos will not allow us to notice and recognize. Some of us, our partners are distracting us from the noticing. The recognition. And we must get to a place where we can truly receive experience. If you truly want success and prosperity and, I dare say, fame, fortune, riches, materialism, I offer you spirit. But not from a place of ego, not from a place of vanity, but understanding that spirit has created all things. The divine, all-blessed creator, the birther of all. And when you reach a place of a block, an emergency, an attack, a seeking place, who greater to be connected to? What greater to be able to operate in and navigate in? Some of us do fine on the ground. How many of you can swim? How many of you are out of your element when it comes to swimming? Yet we've found a place of rationale within our consciousness. Well, I might not be able to swim, but I know I could go to the Y and learn to swim. Somebody could teach me how to swim. And we, even though you may not be able to do that or have not initiated that thing, you know it's a possibility. The spirit realm is very much the same. And some of us are just naturally born more in tune to athletics. Some of us are just naturally more in tune with music. I was playing the piano at 3. When I was tall enough to reach a piano, I was writing songs and duplicating, imitating what I heard on the radio, what I heard at church. It's natural to me. Goddess Mother Varisha cooking and preparing vegan and vegetarian is natural to her. You know, it takes some fine-tuning, as with all things. We're born and we grow and we're educated and we're taught and we're trained. But indeed, we all are a direct reflection of God. And you're struggling with that because you've been told not to think that way. You've been told you can't do that. You've been told you would be in direct competition with Jesus. You've been told a lot of things. You've been told there is no God. But indeed, even science, even through the wormhole, which Morgan Freeman has to recognize the infinity seeing, all blessing, all knowing, all creative power of divine spirit. Before humanity, before creation, before materialization, when all was just gases and mist. Another of my favorite transcendental meditations, the mist. Close your eyes and breathe and visualize the mist. Form it all around you and things will begin to come through the mist, will begin to reveal themselves through the mist. And when you evolve this practice, you can create within the mist. If you are a singer, if you are a writer, if you are a creative person, if you can cook, if you can craft, if you can do hair, if you can do anything creative, which is 100% of humanity, oh yes, you too, you might be disconnected from what you can do, but we are all creative. You have to be creative to get up in the morning. You have to be creative to navigate food. You have to be creative to navigate traffic and life and all the things that we operate in. We have just, again, been artificially focalized on that which is not in our best interest. Naturally focalized on someone else's dreams, someone else's endeavors, someone else's jobs and challenges. And we, at any moment, can decide to get off the train, get off the bus. At any moment, your fear of complication, your fear of the unknown, your questions about what will I do and what will I say and where will I go are all just excuses for fear, excuses for not moving towards that which is in your own best interest. Scandal is popular today. Tabloid is popular today. Reality TV is popular today. Jerry Springer is still popular today. And we can and we will and we enjoy the reinforcement of the negative. Somehow, when I assume your divinity, when I assume your God and Goddess, divine, all blessed, sacred presence, our fear will cause some of us to find a block, find a fault, find an issue. You can't say that. How dare you, you know? We're on internet radio. We got folks cussing and carrying on. And what I'm saying is crazy? No. And I must take responsibility for not being more aggressive in this most blessed divine moment in time space. Right now, this is the time. Understand me, right now is the time. If there's ever been a time, if you're waiting on a time, looking for the answer is right now. Right now, right in front of you, right in your hands, right in your head, already formulating in the mist, waiting on you to connect with spirit. And I take responsibility. I affirm my contract right now to your best interest, to your needs, to that which spirit has placed me here to do. All else is vanity and unimportant. I have no choice. I have no option. It is spirit. It is my vocation. I embrace gods and goddesses who receive, especially who receive spirit. For indeed, without you, I wouldn't be on the air. My $40 for Blog Talk Radio is due today. And if it's not for the coming listener who is already being formulated right now in the spirit, I wouldn't be on air today, tomorrow, or any other month. I humble myself, prostrate myself gratefully to spirit. Understand me, I have been through hell and back more than once in this short earth span life. But I have seen, I have tested, I have been tested, challenged, and challenged by spirit. And spirit has won my attention, has won my affection, has won my commitment. And I put my full trust in the divine creators and spirit to provide what I need here and now in this most present moment. Resources, finances, support, love, understanding, camaraderie, community, inner circle, outer circle, all things 360 degrees. And I humbly lay it before the spirit. I don't feel good trusting anything else. I haven't been able to. That's not been my experience. But I have been able to trust in spirit. Predictably, reliably, consistently, committedly trust in spirit. And have had it to do its thing. To come out smelling like a rose, to come out shining like gold. As with any good scientific experiment, over and over, over and over, and over and over again, reliable results. And that is why I stand on my specialization in evolve. Not a position of vanity, not a position of ego. Those things will and always will vaporize, vanish away, move on you. Vanity, ego is never consistent, never reliable, never eternally enduring. When you reach the heights of heights of heights in Hollywood, they find a way to bring you down. They find a way to mar you. They find a way to connect you with some scandal. So the illusion of any security in ego is just that. Illusionary. That which is most real, most tangible, most efficacious, most useful, most holistic, most healing, most self-producing, self-replicating, self-motivating is spirit. I bow to each and every one of you in divine namaste. I'm grateful for your sacred being in divine presence here for the power lunch at 12 noon at U.S. Central Standard Time here on Blog Talk Radio. Those who are with me live, I greet you humbly, respectfully, for for taking the time out of the middle of your day, wherever you are, to be present here with the Power Lunch and the Divine Prince Live, and always an archive at your convenience from New Orleans, Louisiana. And those of you who are on the phone lines, I am grateful for your being. My live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be more than grateful to attend to you. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Any ally.
walking with the new style. La 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 la. Hey. Yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, yawo mi, yawo mi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't go low. You do me, do me, do me, do me. Hey, hey. Like say I don't. Man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can see the club together? Make I feel you.
Balogo malade, dans son mot. Balogo malade, dans son mot. Balogo malade, bougez, dans son mot. Après des lits, on va dire, bon bagage, ça y est.
Balogo malade, dans son mot.
Thank you.
Thank you. Sister, we will love
iya mi abara gada o na re iseni lowo.
Hello, hello, hello.